Hello, welcome. This is Olivier. I hope you're fine today. I'm trying a new system of podcasting my ideas and Q&A to the community of the members who follow me. And for today's podcast, for today's episode, I wish to answer a question that I receive quite often from people who meet me, who get to work with me or study. And the question is, how long time does it take to be able to do the same thing as I do? And frankly, it is a very difficult question. The reason why is because I don't have a typical path to where I am now. I didn't follow a typical way of learning my knowledge. First, I went to Japan when I was 21, and I lived there for 11 years. And I studied body adjustment, an art body art therapy that is called Seitai with Master, and I followed him for 11 years. And for that time, I learned about the body. I learned about what life wants to do in the body and how life works in the body, so that you can heal or restore your body to come to get back to health. But it was learned in the Japanese way. So for 11 years living there, I integrated a lot of the Japanese culture in me, the Japanese way of thinking, and the Japanese way of seeing things. It's like a worldview, and it transformed me because initially I'm French, I come from France, and living that long time in Japan transformed me in more ways that I can tell. But I came back from Japan with a very strong skill and a very strong worldview about how we should do our things to get our body back in order. But when I came back from Japan to France, I had the difficulty to communicate, because basically I was able to think in Japanese and to think in Japanese patterns. And I was so transformed that I have felt some difficulty to communicate with Western people, people from my country, with French people in general. I found it very difficult to convey that vision, that worldview that I constructed while being in Japan to people who have never been there. So I had to relearn, I had to restudy my own culture so that I could transmit my knowledge to people. On purpose to do that, I went to learn NLP first in an institute, and then I met someone, really an extraordinary person, whose name is Michelle Noël. And she taught me how to use NLP for health practitioner. And basically what I learned there was I learned to discover the relationship between the conscious mind and the unconscious mind, and how to use questioning, how to use some thought patterns on purpose to make arise from the unconscious answers about my own thinking process that I was not aware of, and to transform the thinking process in a way that I could become aware of my own difficulties, of my own potential, and transform myself so that I could either think straight, so to speak, or that I could solve the conflict that were affecting my health. So, and I studied for some time, and Michelle Noël, she says, when you learn this technique, when you learn this NLP with her specifically, it's like learning a new language. And she used to say that it takes about 7 years until you can master enough the grammar, the syntax, the vocabulary of this art, and be able to communicate freely with it, or to work and live freely with it. So it's about making an art of living. So it's very parallel, very similar to what I was experimenting in Japan. I re-experimented it with this art of NLP that I learned from Michel Noël. And it did take about 7 years until become comfortable to live with this worldview, with this art of thinking freely. And then, because I like to know more and I like to explore more, after learning about the body, after learning about the conscious and the unconscious, I went for 3 years to a university in Quebec, where I learned during a master course how to go back to my own history, to discover about myself, to get to know about myself by myself. So I was basically my own subject of study. Mm-hmm. And now what I do is that I use those three different realms in my work. I unite them in my work, working on the body, getting to come closer with the unconscious and to relieve old experience, to get the information out of it in a way that is new, in a way that I didn't see what was really involved in the situation I could go through. And one of my teachers in university, he insisted quite a lot on past experience of transformation, meaning in your life, you probably have already been through experiences of meeting someone who would tell you something that transforms you, that hits you so hard that it makes you change your worldview and it radically makes you change your path. And then you renew yourself or you completely change direction. But you probably don't know why you change your path. You probably don't know how you change your path. And you probably are not aware of what is the specific moment in that past event that was the element of transformation for you. But when you go back there by writing, for example, by asking yourself the right questions, it is possible to get a new point of view about that event that teaches about yourself, that teaches you something that you didn't see at that moment. But when you become aware of it, it keeps on transforming you and it expands your understanding. So all that thing that I am doing now, I learned it through many years, okay? And I know, I am aware, and I want you to be aware also that if you want to study that kind of thing, it cannot happen in just one weekend or even in a week's training or seminar. It is a path, it is a way of living that you need to go through, that you need to adopt for yourself and live as a, I would say, an art of living with routines that you apply every day so that it cultivates you and makes you grow. So how many years do you need to master that? How many years do you need to go through that? I cannot really say. But like Michel Noël says, if you want to learn a new language and it takes you 7 years, honestly, I think it would take the same time for you to be comfortable with that practice if you practice daily. Some people, they come to me, they practice for a few years, 4 or 5 years, or even 7 years sometime, but they have the illusion that it's a real 7 years that's been through, but it's not true because they study on a weekend, they study on seminar once a year for 7 years. It's not the same intensity. What I did with my master in Japan, what I did with Michel Noël after studying with her, and what I still do after this study in university is that I practice daily, or at least a few times a week. I have to cultivate that culture in me so that it stays alive, so that it sticks. So it's not the same thing if you practice daily for 7 years or if you practice daily once in a while. You don't have the same intensity. But some people are very faithful and still they can grow. Most of you are faithful and you're growing. So basically what I want to say is that it is very limiting if you come to me and you want to study with me with the idea of how many years it's going to take and then I'll be it. It's not true. It will depend on your personal ability. It will depend on your level of passion. And passion is really a key point in that. You need to be passionate about discovering about yourself. You need to be passionate about understanding and sensing and owning your own body in a way that you can have with your body, that relationship that makes your body tell you the truth about yourself that you need to know, that you need to feel. If not, you're going to get sick. And you need to have this curiosity. Are you curious enough about yourself to get to know yourself, to understand yourself, to explore yourself, so that you give to the work the intensity and the time it takes? And no matter what the time, how long time it takes, what is important is what you can discover about yourself and the self-confidence it helps you develop and build. So Finally, I'm not sure I'm answering correctly the question, but how long time does it take depends on you. Now I have a program, I have a teaching program where I teach on several levels the things you need to know about your body so that you can get your body back in your hand and become autonomous with your health, with your mobility, okay? And the more your body gets mobile, the more your mind becomes free, because there's a clear connection between how you think and how your body behaves. Like, the mobility of your body also reflects the mobility or the flexibility of your mind. If your mind is stuck somewhere, your body is stuck in the hips, okay? If you're stuck in a situation, like I can be sometimes, me too, because I'm human, then I know that being stuck somewhere means that my hip has lost its flexibility. So how do I work on my hip in a way that produce flexibility in my mind? This is the kind of things I teach. But then you can go further. You learn to ask yourself. You don't only work on your body. You learn to ask yourself the right questions that opens the door of your unconscious so that you discover what's locked in your programs that needs to be updated, so to speak, or transformed or changed. And I explain it like it's very easy, but in reality it's a real work. It can be a daily work until you really succeed, because it's not easy to change a pattern. It's not easy to change who you identify with or what you identify to, and then actually make a change, okay? It takes practice, it takes goodwill, and it does take time. So that's about it. And then you can go even farther by going back into your history and finding the moments of transformation and understand what was hidden in those moments that you didn't see at that time. But when you see it now, because you revisit your past, not for the sake of living again your past, okay? It's just revisiting what happened in the past that was an element of transformation. And when you get that, it is possible for you to grow and to be in your present time, projecting to the future in a more healthy way. And it does take time. How many years would it take? It depends on you, on your intensity, on your level of curiosity, but it is possible. Now, if you are seeking to have good foundations, good skills, I say, you would need to work for at least 3 years with the programs that I teach, for example. But if your intention is to become a professional, to become someone who is going to train other people to do the same thing, then you need to understand that you're going to have to invest a long time of researching, of studying, and practicing. Practice is what is going to make you strongest in the end. And then you will need to practice, to learn and study with someone who is at that level, like Michel Noël, for example, rather than me. When you work with me, what you're going to learn is how to work for yourself, on yourself, and by yourself to discover things about yourself so that you get to know yourself better and have a clearer vision of what and how you can really build your future by healing your past. This is one thing. And I work for people who are curious about themselves and want to work on themselves. And it's going to take more years so that you are able to work on other people. As a professional, I mean. If it's for family level, if it's for working with your friend, anybody can do it, and learning with me, it's okay. But if you want to go beyond that level, I suggest you practice with a professional trainer, which is not me. So this is said, how many years does it take? I would say 3 years is the minimum to have a pretty good level of foundations, and you can really get moving with your own story, with your own life. But if you want to be really comfortable, you will need to invest 7 years of personal work, probably daily, so that you really feel comfortable and satisfied with what you're doing, how you're doing it. And that brings me to the second question that I had recently from a friend who lives in northern France. And he's a shiatsu practitioner. He's extremely kind, extremely gentle. I really like him. He's a really energetic man. And recently he had a patient to whom he was doing a shiatsu session. And through the conversation, he understood that the woman had she fell down. She had a little trauma. She's getting okay with this trauma now. But my friend kind of sensed that she has problems in her own couple. Well, it happens every day to many people. But unconsciously, it seems like that woman is using the trauma of the accident in a way that she can escape something in her couple relationship. And my friend, he sensed that. He kind of intuitively found about that. He told the woman, and the woman was surprised because she was not aware of it, but she had to acknowledge that it was true. There was something about that. But then my friend, who is a shared soul professional, he felt stuck in the conversation because he didn't know how to go further. He didn't know how to dig deeper to help that woman get be relieved from this unconscious conflict that she had following the accident she had, and how it may she unconsciously made a connection to escape something with inside her couple. My friend was unable to do that, and to be able to answer to solve the conflict of that woman, it wouldn't be necessary to know how to ask the right questions, to know how to bring the woman's consciousness into not only acknowledging, but understanding the meaning and then finding the solution. And that's an art that can be learned. Like I said before, if you want to do on a professional level and get money from people by solving that conflict, you would probably need to work with a true professional. I am a true professional, but it's not really my field to train professionals to become more professionals. Someone like Michel Noël is the perfect person for that. But if you're interested in working on yourself or with your friends, then I have a course that I teach throughout the year in France, in Canada, in Bulgaria as well. And there you can learn the skills, the techniques, and the principles that you can use to ask yourself the right questions so that you can uncover the root of your own conflicts and then solve them. I have conflicts sometimes, okay? I have very difficult conflict. It happened to me. And it's okay. Everybody has that. Even the best healers, they can have conflict. The question is, how can you meet yourself in a way that the truth appears clearly to you, and you can take it in your hand, accept the content of it, accept the energy of it, and then have the skill to transform your path so that you solve the problem and you can grow, expand further. And it's nice to have those challenges in reality. Some people, they try to expand to escape the challenges, but in reality, those challenges are probably on your path so that you can grow. And well, if you want to work on personal level, I have a class for that I teach throughout the year, but that's not what I want to talk about today. If you're interested in those classes that I have, you can go on my website, Otto Mayut. You can find some information about it. But what I want to say today is, if those kind of this kind of topic is interesting for you, how to get to know yourself, how to explore yourself by yourself and be more autonomous and independent in your own life, then I have more podcasts coming in the way. And if you want to learn about those, listen to the podcast. I suggest you register on my mailing list. I have a privileged members mailing list where you can register. And every time I have a podcast that can inform you, then you can receive them. All you need to do is to write your email address. And then you will receive them as I produce them. So that's the thing for today. How long time does it take to master the work I do? It will depend on you. Minimum, you need to invest like something like 3 years of intense daily work. And if you want to become a master of it, think that you will need to give 7 years minimum of your personal time and energy so that you are really comfortable and have this kind of I would say healing session through invisibly hidden through a normal conversation. That's the top level, and I wish everybody could do that, but you need to learn for that. So Before you discover about the seminars I can do, I suggest you register to my privileged members email list. And then every time I have a podcast like that, a set of information, you want to ask me a question that I can answer through the podcast, then that's for you. Give your name and email, and you will receive all the news as I produce them. That's it for today. I wish you have a good day, and I'll see you next time on the next podcast. Bye-bye.